AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Presidential frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going after each other following their respective Super Tuesday victories. Trump is predicting a general election matchup with Clinton.
I think that's frankly going to be an easy race. You see the polls. I beat Hillary in many polls. I know one thing. I don't think Marco is going to be able to beat her. I don't think, in all fairness, I think Ted's going to have a very hard time.
Clinton is reflecting on how nasty the race has gotten.
The rhetoric we're hearing on the other side has never been lower. Trying to divide America between us and them is wrong, and we're not going to let it work.
An apparent reference to Donald Trump, many pundits are now saying that Republican leaders may well be looking nervously for an anti-Trump. The Brookings Institution's John Hudak.
If the Republican Party wants out, wants to get away from Trump, it looks now like Ted Cruz is going to be the person to do it. And I think his wins last night help him make that argument.
Cruz won three states last night, including his home state of Texas. Remember the missing Malaysia Airlines passenger plane, Flight 370? Disappeared 2 years ago. Well, we're being told now it appears a piece of it has washed up in Mozambique. It's being tentatively identified by experts. North Korea's latest nuclear test has pushed the UN Security Council to approve the toughest sanctions on Pyongyang in 20 years. They include a ban on light weapon sales to North Korea. Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman now wants to be extradited to the U.S. as soon as possible because the guards at his Mexican maximum security prison keep waking him up for a head count to make sure he hasn't escaped again. His lawyer says he wants to go to a medium security prison in the U.S. This is AP Radio News. He's back on Earth after a year in space. Astronaut Scott Kelly, Sandy Kozel reports.
The landing of a Soyuz capsule in Central Asia ended a trip into space that began last March.
340 days ago, Scott Kelly, Mikhail Kornienko back on Earth.
The American astronaut and Russian cosmonaut were part of a science-rich mission at the International Space Station, considered a stepping stone to Mars. NASA's Rob Navius was in Chile, Kazakhstan to welcome Kelly to Earth.
Scott just looked at us and said, the air feels great out here. I have no idea why you guys are all bundled up.
Kelly spent more time in space altogether than any other American, 520 days over four missions. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Now to Britain, where doctors and health experts are calling for a ban on tackling in school rugby games. They warn of a high risk of serious injury among players under the age of 18. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 15 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.